Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Sometimes we are really hard on ourselves. When we fall short, don't reach a goal, or make the smallest mistake, we instantly begin a cycle of beating ourselves up and judging ourselves. That's so damaging, especially because we don't focus nearly on as much as all of the victories that we have day in and day out. The truth is that every day we win in big and small ways, whether that's getting through a big pile of laundry, finishing a project at work, or reaching a sobriety milestone. We need to learn how to celebrate our wins so that we create a balanced understanding of who we are and can be kinder to ourselves when we do make a mistake. My guest today, Melanie Haber, is the Vice President of Brand Development for Recovery Brands and is an advocate of celebrating our wins. Melanie is here to help us discuss how to create a more balanced, generous, and compassionate picture of who we are, as well as how we can celebrate our victories. Melanie, welcome to the show. So grateful to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Erica. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I know that you and I discussed briefly before we got on live about just how important it is to celebrate the big and small ways in which we do win every day and to focus on what's going right in our lives instead of what's going wrong all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, let's face it. People are afraid to fail. No one likes failing. No one likes even embarking on a journey that might lead to a so-called failure. And, you know, a lot of people struggling with addiction and mental health issues, which is the field I'm in, are afraid to seek treatment for substance use and behavioral health disorders because they're afraid that they won't succeed. They might think that achieving sobriety, for example, is easy, but that staying sober is tough. And I think people really overwhelm themselves with thoughts of what it will take to get to the end goal, rather than really focusing on the present moment and taking the time to just process each day.
Absolutely. And I always tell clients to start with small things, and I do the same for myself. I mean, I always encourage people to do what has worked for me, which is to celebrate, you know, the fact that you sound silly, but that you did your laundry, or you exercised, you walked a couple blocks, or you made a nice meal for yourself. I mean, these are all things that could begin to create those positive pathways in our brains, which we need, you know, in order to begin to be loving to ourselves and kind to ourselves. So I think that we could create these kinds of new routines just through something as simple as that.
Exactly. You know, and it's funny that you bring up the idea of laundry, because I always think about, like, you know, I end up putting up off laundry for an entire week because each day the pile seems to just grow and grow and grow. And it becomes so overwhelming that I just avoid it altogether. And then I'm without clean clothes to wear. So, you know, while this example is silly, it just goes to show how focusing on the bigger picture, the difficulties, rather than, you know, achieving small victories, like just doing your laundry to begin with, is this can set you back. And, you know, I think about this in terms of recovery from addiction. It's a long journey. And this is, again, where stigma can once again be destructive. You know, if someone's, for example, been sober for 15 years and they end up having a drink, it's then very easy to think about yourself or think about someone else as if they've relapsed. You know, we attach this negative connotation to it. And it's like, oh, no, I failed. I now need to start from square one. I'm a failure. I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Right. But that doesn't negate the, let's say, 10 years that they were sober. Like, you know, you were just saying it's, I'm happy you brought this up. And I know that the term relapse, again, with another word, and falling or fail, you know, or falling down and getting, you know, all these terms that really, you know, make us feel ashamed or make us feel embarrassed. It's really dangerous because I feel that a lot of people do begin to get into the cycle of shame and then they don't actually get out of it. You know, they sit in it too long instead of, like you were saying, is that, yeah, maybe I did slip up, but yet I'm getting right back up afterwards. I'm not going to let it take me down and continue to destroy or, you know, rearrange my life in a negative way. I really could be proud of all the progress I did make and know that there's more to make, you know, in the future, if I could just, you know, get up and dust myself off.
Exactly. And, you know, we were talking about labels and using the word relapse. It's like, you know, a parallel we use in the addiction treatment industry is diabetes. So if a diabetic person ate a box of cookies, wouldn't say a relapse. We'd encourage them to get in touch with their doctor and return to their course of treatment. We wouldn't say that they needed to start from scratch for their diabetes care. And, you know, when it comes to addiction or dieting or any journey that we're embarking on, we need to make sure that we acknowledge the improvements and encourage one another that, of course, hiccups might occur along the way, but the road to recovery and the, whatever you're recovering from is a process, and that no one is perfect.
Right. And I'm so happy to hear you say that, because I think people really hold themselves to this really high standard that everything has to be done perfectly. And that's, you know, that's not really where we learn. We learn in the process, and we learn from certain contrasts. So things we could find out what we do, what doesn't work, what does work, what we like, what we don't like. And with that being said, you have to kind of take action and you have to try new things, and not everything is always going to work out. And there is going to be some moments where it's a slippery slope, but we have to get back on and do the things that we know have helped us in the past. No matter what that is, like you said, if you're dieting, if it's something that you're, you know, you're recovering from a substance, or you're, you know, getting over a relationship. Sometimes we go back to people, we lose a boundary with our parents that we tried to set. You know, there's all these things in life that we kind of it ebbs and flows, and we're not going to be perfect all the time.
Exactly. And, you know, what's even more detrimental to us, not only in terms of judging ourselves throughout the process, but also comparing ourselves to one another. You know, everybody's recovery journey is different. Everybody's method to improving whatever their situation is different and unique. And to pit ourselves against one another and judge ourselves based on someone's progress or lack of progress is not helpful, because, like I said, everybody's journey is their own. And everybody's needs and capabilities are different.
Mm-hmm. So when somebody is, let's say, listening out there and they're struggling with kind of focusing on the things that have gone wrong, and, you know, there's obviously a bunch of things that are available for them to think about that have gone right. How do we get somebody to actually make that mental mind switch?
That's a really good question. I think it's a process, right? Just like the road to recovery is a process. It's not something that happens overnight.
Of course.
A lot of people that I work with, like, for example, at the end of the day, journal and just write down five big wins for the day. You know,
that's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
It could be something so little, like, you know, walking out to get lunch as opposed to ordering in lunch at your desk, or, you know, skipping those extra cookies like at the office party. Whatever it might be, it's just acknowledging yourself for the little stuff that you took.
Right. And using kind language, I think, helps too, by just saying, you know, good job, you're strong, you got through that workout this morning, or, you know what, you just helped your future self by doing laundry. Now on Friday, you're going to have something clean to wear, you know, whatever it is. I think it's so helpful to have this encouraging self-talk on top of, like you said, writing down your successes or writing down your little wins, or, you know, even just telling someone else, because it kind of holds you accountable. Hey, you know what? I want to get this done by this day of next week. Please ask me, you know, please ask me if I've done that or not, because that accountability also helps sometimes. So there's just so many there's so many little ways. Well, thank you for sharing all this. This is such important information. Can you tell everybody where they could find you and the websites?
Absolutely. So you can find us at recoverybrands.com and also at rehabs.com, rehabs.com, and recovery.org, recovery.com.
Yeah, I know. You guys have so many
recovery.org.
Awesome websites that are so helpful. So thank you so much for coming on today and sharing about just how you guys are really delivering the message of hope to people and giving everybody a way to find their own path. Really appreciate you being with us today, Melanie Haber. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.